This is revolutionary technology, and New Hampshire and NanoComp are world leaders.
That is the familiar voice of United States Senator Jeanne Shaheen talking about an amazing technology discovery right here in southern New Hampshire. Hi, welcome to Viewpoint. I'm Mike Daniele. The Granite State has got some pretty remarkable companies that are making a big difference. Just how big? Think outer space. And if I have your attention, one company not far from Keene might change more than just things in space. What NanoComp Technologies is cooking up could be big for New Hampshire and the rest of the world. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to a scientific edition of Viewpoint. United States Senator Jeanne Shaheen, along with NASA researchers, invited journalists and reporters into a facility that is making a next-generation product for all kinds of applications, including space. Walking into this manufacturing plant, I joined a group that was huddled around a person who was talking about the machines themselves that were there. They were humming, they were moving, and they were processing fabric. Can you describe what you're doing?
Basically, these nanotubes are so small, they get everywhere.
Okay.
So basically, we'll get some buildup on the walls inside the furnace. So over time, it builds up so much that it starts to stick, and we have to clean it out. So these short rods, we clean out the ends. And sometimes we'll take a long rod and clean out all the way down through there. But at the end, we'll clean this out. And so it's a batch process. We have to start over on each side to wrap it, and then we continue on wrapping it. So once it clogs,
we can... Where does this fit into the process?
As far as
the end product.
These are sheet forms.
Oh, these are the sheet forms.
Yeah, this is a big sheet, some 4x8 sheets. And we can continually just keep layering it and layering it and layering it until we get the weight that we want. And then we come out in a batch, a big sheet, and then they can use it for whatever they want to use it for.
That's terrific. Can I ask your name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I asked about how hot some of those ovens got and why things weren't getting burned up. And that question, well, that is proprietary. At that point, they took us over to a table. And the products that were on this table looked pretty ordinary. There was a backpack, an army helmet, a lounge chair. And then they began to demonstrate some of the uses of this particular fabric. Their website probably explains what they're manufacturing best. It's called Miralon Yarn, and it's a carbon-based fiber and can be used in a variety of applications.
So we can head over this way and talk about what the NASA project will really be involved with.
Just a note, so what Jose is running here is a process that runs on, it grabs the carbon out of natural gas. So it kind of sequesters carbon and gives off hydrogen. So some of our future programs are going to magnify that to take commercial advantage of both the hydrogen and the carbon.
And all the complex stuff, then to scale it up and make large amounts that can be used widely.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about not just the smaller spools that you've got there.
We're talking about the big tons and tons and tons.
And the spool product is the best product for that kind of thing?
Well, it depends on the application.
Okay.
So the sheets can be good, particularly as a skin, let's say, on a rocket or an aircraft.
Yeah.
The yarns can be for like high pressure vessels or used in the same way that carbon fiber is weaved.
Okay.
So depending on the application, you pick a different format of the material.
Yeah, okay. It just sounds so complicated.
It is hard.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it special.
Yeah.
And the trick is to make it simple.
Making things simple, that's not an easy task, especially for someone like me. So I sat down with U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen after the demonstration. It's such a privilege to sit down with U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen. And I've got to tell you, Senator, I was not expecting this when I came here. We toured the facilities. We were shown demonstrations of a material that is pretty remarkable. So what's your take on what you see going on here?
Well, this is revolutionary technology, and New Hampshire and NanoComp are world leaders in this technology. It's carbon tube technology. It makes very lightweight material that can be used in so many different applications.
Talk a little bit about who's here and why, and how you are involved in helping a company in New Hampshire develop some revolutionary products.
I'm here with folks from NASA today because NASA has a contract, a Stage 3 Small Business Innovation Research contract with NanoComp to look at material that can be used in as we send spacecraft up, because it, as we heard today, it reduces the weight of material by about a third. Mm-hmm. So it has tremendous facility for use in so many applications.
We walked through the plant from what seemed a complex process of moving material from these tiny strands of wisps to these spools, which then could be made into these fabric sheets, and then taken to a table where you mentioned applications, and there they were, furniture, fixtures. There were backpacks, there was wire for lighting, and I think what's remarkable to me is that this is not Silicon Valley. This is not in Houston, Texas, it's not in New York, it's not in Massachusetts, it's right here. It's in our tiny state, and we're making this kind of impact.
Absolutely. As you point out, not just in the United States, but as I said, around the world, they're ahead of developing this technology in a way that can be used commercially, bringing the costs down, also increasing the production in a way that will make it feasible. So it's very exciting. It's exciting to have the Huntsman Corporation purchase NanoComp, because that means they can provide some investment here to, along with the partnership with government that we've been doing for some time, we can increase the ability to do the research and to produce the product in a way that will make it more commercially viable.
So I hate to bring politics into this, but I understand that this is not just a Democratic thing or a Republican thing, but it's gotten bipartisan support.
Well, absolutely. I think it was Jim Reuters from NASA who said that, and they have gotten funded through the Appropriations Committee. I'm the ranking member on the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds NASA, and have worked very closely with Jerry Moran, who's the chairman of that subcommittee. And we have worked to provide the support for the research that NASA does and the grants that they have. And so it's exciting to have them here to look at this, to see it firsthand.
After talking with Senator Shaheen, I sat down with the man who handles the administration's space technology mission, and he spoke about the product and its future.
Sir, Jim Reuter. Title is I'm an associate administrator for the Space Technology Mission Directorate at NASA.
Is it the NASA in Washington, D.C., or where are you out of?
Our headquarters is in Washington, D.C., just south of the Capitol.
Because you guys are all over the place and in space.
Yes, that's right. And then we run, of course, we use heavily our centers for this, and the center that's the lead for us in this particular area and working with Huntsman NanoComp Technologies is Langley Research Center in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. How did you connect with the company here?
Sure. So we run the Small Business Innovative Research Program for the NASA agency. That's a program that's government-wide for anyone that does research. Any government agency that does research has a small business set aside, basically, for activities. And so through solicitations there several years ago, that's where NanoComp Technologies won an application for us for the materials that we're seeing here today. And so then with that, they were very successful in a phase one activity, which is kind of develop a concept or to establish concept and make sure it works, to a phase two. And then as this field is one that we're very interested in, the idea we've been anxious to see carbon nanotube technology progress really from the laboratory into full use for a number of years now. We've been saying for probably 10 years that it's 5 to 10 years away, and it still is. But what we said is, well, now is a really good time to push. And so a natural follow-on for us of the activities that NanoComp Technologies did would be for us, let's define an ultra – use case for ultra high strength, super lightweight materials, which can be revolutionary for us. In order to do that in the types of vehicles we need kilometers really of materials, much, much higher production rates than they're able to achieve now.
I mean, how do you know this isn't, you know, something that's, you're going to find out later, oh my gosh, this does not work?
Well, there's still that possibility, but what we are attacking this from a few different legs, and certainly we've seen enough progress that we really believe now is the time to push.
Okay.
But complementary, we try to work things in complement. We have also a research institute that's called US Comp that we've established recently. That's about 11 universities led out of Michigan Tech and Florida State. So they are a consortium for us to advance this materials. And then there's some industry partners as well, one of which is Nanocomp Technologies. Mm-hmm. And then we have our experts at Langley, and the NASA side, and they're heavily involved with this, and they're the ones that will help take it to the applications as we go forward.
And I noticed there were like three or four scientists that were from NASA that were here today. Are they permanently here, or is this?
No, they're visiting here, but like Mia Sochi, she is, okay, is the lead for this contract, mm-hmm, and the overall lead for Langley working with us. So they are experts. They come here fairly often. Mia has been here. In fact, she was just here, I think, last week as well. Mm-hmm. And then they just were all together in Massachusetts as well with the university consortium. So it's a multifaceted area. We try to engage the brightest minds in industry and in academia and in the government side. And when we do that, we really get a really strong team.
Mm-hmm. What do you see in terms of the future, or is that something that you don't like to talk about too much?
Oh, we love talking about the future.
Okay.
But a future in this area, I think, is what we can see is just really, for us, it ends up being a revolutionary material, mm-hmm, as we go forward with lots of applications. We were looking at high-strength, super lightweight materials, which can just change the way rockets, maybe not change the way the rockets do, but greatly, greatly improve their, enhance their performance, and potentially then, as a result, improve by tens of millions of dollars. Beyond that, I think the electrical properties are very appealing for this material. That's also really unique for a material this way, and you can see potential commercial applications that they were talking about, and that we may have use for as well, and in the construct of antennas on orbit, just by the nature of
it. I do wonder about how the history happened. I mean, like, how the discovery took place. Like, what aha moment was, hey, wait a minute.
So I'm not an expert on this, but I think the idea of the use of application and development of use of carbon nanotubes is decades old.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So I think it's been around, the concept has been around a long time. The implementation of it is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the type of material that actually finally gets us to the point of two and exceeding the strength of a spider web.
Wow.
So it's very revolutionary. Yes,
yeah,
very revolutionary in that way. And so you can see that light bulb. Well, it's hanging by a couple of threads that you can almost see, which is their material. So it's supporting the light bulb, and it's conducting the light.
Wow.
So.
More information about Miralon, Nanocomp Technology, and the role the federal government has in helping New Hampshire companies is on their website. The address is Miralon.com. Thanks for tuning in. If you have a topic or story of interest to you, or if you want to share your story, or if you have some feedback that you want to give me about the program, contact me, Mike Danielli. I produce and host this program, and it airs on several stations in the Monadnock Broadcasting Group. We'd like to know what you think. Subscribe to my Twitter feed, Miguel D., or send me an email at mdanielli@mbgradio.com or contact me at 603-275-0789. Viewpoint is produced in the studios of WKBK Keene. I'm Mike Danielli. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Remember, what matters is your viewpoint.